NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits has dropped to the lowest level in nearly 2.5 years, declining by 8% last week to a level that indicates ongoing improvement in the job market. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, can you give us a snapshot of these latest Labor Department numbers?
Craig, initial claims for last week are down 34,000 from the week before. Now, without getting into too many numbers here, the weekly total is well below what analysts expected, but it's still not down to the level that most economists say would indicate sustained growth.
So is there any glimmer of hope for the millions of people without jobs?
Well, economist Hugh Johnson says he does see more hiring soon.
We're going to get growth in jobs in 2011. This jobless claims number is very consistent with that notion.
And economist Gus Fauché of Moody's Analytics has told me why he thinks the job market will continue improving.
Demand is stronger. If we look at measures of demand, consumers are spending more, businesses are spending more, and so businesses will need to continue to increase production to keep up with that stronger demand.
That's not to say, Craig, that there's a guarantee that millions of manufacturing jobs will come back in the U.S. Fauché also says he thinks it will be at least a couple of years before we see a significant drop in the unemployment rate.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. A winter storm system that's been raking across the western states has been dumping snow in Arizona and Colorado and more rain on waterlogged California, punctuated by cold, gusty winds. Keisha Jones in Lancaster, California, told KNBC-TV she's shivering from the frigid gusts.
I am freezing. I just moved out here 3 years ago from Warren, Ohio, to come to some sunshine. And it's no better. I want to go back.
In Arizona, snow forced closure of sections of a major interstate highway after scores of cars and trucks slid off the roadway. Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says the storm system will be lumbering into the nation's midsection later today.
That same storm that will be impacting the Colorado area and the Four Corners area Thursday and Thursday night will also be bringing some snows into parts of the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley later Thursday night and through the day Friday.
The storm is being blamed for at least one death. Ivory Coast's new ambassador to the United Nations says the ongoing political crisis in his country is pushing it to what he called the brink of suicide.
173 people killed only because they want to demonstrate, they want to speak out, they want to defend the will of the people. Something should be done.
Veteran diplomat Yusufu Bamba speaking to reporters at the United Nations. A court in Israel has convicted the country's former president, Moshe Katsav, of raping a former employee. The conviction carries a minimum sentence of 4 years in prison. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 14 civilians are dead in Afghanistan after a roadside bomb tore through a minibus at a crowded intersection in Helmand Province. A number of others were wounded by the blast. Authorities are blaming the Taliban for the attack. A court in Moscow has sentenced a former oil tycoon who was once the richest man in Russia to 6 more years in prison. Jessica Gallagher says the harsh sentence is close to what prosecutors had requested.
Former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky will remain in prison until 2017. A Russian judge granted the prosecutor's sentencing request that Khodorkovsky serve a total of 14 years. Khodorkovsky was convicted earlier this week on charges of money laundering and embezzling. It was his second trial. The former Yukos oil owner was arrested in 2003 and convicted in 2005 on charges of tax evasion and fraud. Prosecutors claim Khodorkovsky stole oil and money from subsidiaries of Yukos. Many analysts viewed the charges as the Kremlin's response for challenging then-President Vladimir Putin. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Unsuccessful Republican Senate nominee Christine O'Donnell of Delaware is flatly denying that she used any campaign funds inappropriately.
There's been no impermissible use of campaign funds whatsoever.
O'Donnell interviewed on ABC's Good Morning America. Her statement comes a day after disclosure of a criminal probe into her campaign spending. O'Donnell was a Tea Party favorite who won the GOP Senate nomination in Delaware, only to lose by a lopsided margin in the general election in November. Wall Street, the Dow was up 9 points at 11,585. The Nasdaq Composite is unchanged. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for